following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Spent a good portion of the day today with Rodan. We went to, this is so you and me in 1999. We went to the gym, then McDonald's, then we went to Best Buy, Home Depot, and then to the house to watch Melrose Place.
So your life is essentially the exact same except for Melrose Place.
Right. Well, no, and that feels like I'm losing him a little bit. Like all of a sudden he's got all of these other people wanting his attention. So guess who misses out? That's still very me. Well, wow. one thing I will give him, he did apologize last night for canceling on me. That's different because he wouldn't apologize now for that.
I was listening to this story and I was thinking to myself, I met him in like March of 99. He was with Trump, and that's February of that. How long had they been dating? I don't think I ever asked you how long you and Drum had been together when I first met you.
No, we met you, I thought it was 2000.
No, I met you in 99 because I was still in my 30s when we met. I had a three-year-old I was nursing because you were like, that totally freaks me out that you're breastfeeding a child.
But my... a child? Meet my husband.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I had a three-year-old I was nursing because you were like, that totally freaks me out.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3548 of the BFO for Friday, the 10th of September. 2021, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, it's basically just going to be voice letters. Big Fatty, about time. Tinglers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, you tinglers, because y'all, we're going to get more tummy tingle submissions today, y'all. I hope. I don't know that I'll get them all in, but we're gonna try our damnedest. You know, Big Fatty is over at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex for y'all for the Pwn Star Weekend. Y'all, I thought I'd just go on the WWW now and just look and see who the Pwn Stars are. Metropolis, Metropolis Complex. Complex .com. All right, let's just see what comes up. It says it doesn't. No, it says no, Big Fatty. It does not exist. Well, maybe I. Well, I spelled it wrong. Metropolis, not OS. Big Fatty. Anything to take up some time. Here we go. Here we go. Now, let's just see here. Where are the Pwn Stars? Here they are right here. Oh, y'all, here they are. We have Seth Knight. You know, that's with a K. We have Michael Roman. He's kind of hot. We have Elio Knight, also with a K. He's kind of hot, too. And we have Rusty Stevens. And we have Dale Savage. Y'all, it's going to be lovely. It's going to be just lovely. And who knows? we can only hope there's going to be, what am I trying to say? Inappropriate touching? Is that what you're trying to say? Yes, that's exactly, what I'm trying to say. Big, fatty, or vulgar.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Here, I can see y'all today. Today, the 10th of September. Y'all, it's a very important anniversarium. Y'all. I've only met half, of this couple, and y'all, that was in at Pride 48. I think it was a couple of years out there in the Lost Wages. Y'all, he has his little show with his husband. They call it the Denims. Y'all, he's had his long-term show, David That Blue Jeans Guy. Yes, Big Betty, and the crickets love him. Well, you can't mention his name and not hear crickets. Big Betty, you just did. Well, maybe the crickets have the weekend off. Big Betty, maybe they're at the Haw, at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex. Well, it could be. But y'all, I am talking about David and Paul that make up the Denims. We love David and Paul that make up the Denims. It's true. So y'all, if you see David and Paul on the 20 or the FaceSpace, wish them a happy anniversarium. Yes, Big Betty.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
Music for a Friday seems appropriate. It does seem appropriate. Y'all, I just wanted to share another story about Miss Kitty. However, at the moment, I have forgotten what it is. Big Fatty, do we need to play the downtown music? Well, no, but I'm going to just stop here for a second and think. Oh, Big Fatty, we'll play the thinking music. Remember? I did remember. I can't believe that I remembered, but y'all, the story, first of all, there are a couple of short stories with Miss Kitty, but I've told them on Short Week before, so we may have to revisit those when we do Short Week next year. But y'all, the story I wanted to tell you was that on a trip to the Midwest, Miss Kitty was from Iowa originally, and Grinnell, I believe, they stopped at the Iowa Welcome Center because Lord Byron was volunteering at the Welcome Center. So y'all, Miss Kitty and Lord Byron and Olive, Miss Kitty and Olive met Lord Byron and had a little visit. Big Betty, did Miss Kitty tell Lord Byron about the interesting story about the volcano mug? No.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham,
and I don't know why.
Oh,
you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Gar in Denver. I'm sending out my tummy tingles to the enormous boys because they make me tingle all over. Love you.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all out, of course, is Alf and the Denver, and thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, and an excellent tummy tingle. I think if the enormous boys don't give you an enormous tummy tingle, you probably should perhaps an engorged tummy. Be ready, you're vulgar.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's me, Paul the Shaggetti.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. You?
Just wanted to call in to update you on some of the stuff that's been going on.
Okay.
Over in the Ark.
Yeah. Oh, yes, the Ark.
I'm actually waiting for for
Godot.
Dilly the cat.
Oh,
to come
Dilly
home
the cat.
Vet.
Oh, yes.
There's nothing.
Was there a deworming
wrong with him?
Oh.
Well, I can't remember if I told you, like, this time last year. He had an attack of pancreatitis.
Ooh.
And he had to go to cat hospital for like a whole weekend.
Oh,
and
it was Lord!
Stressful for him.
Was it did you say pampatitis?
I think he's made lifelong friends with the staff there.
Oh, but, yes!
Anyway, so we've been taking him in
every
few months just to make sure it's not happening again.
Uh-huh.
And he has been a lot better. And
good,
he's been very
good.
Bossy and very noisy and occasionally he'll run around the house at like a million miles an hour.
Oh!
He's 17 years old.
Oh!
And you wouldn't think he was.
No.
But what he really likes doing.
Yes.
this will make you laugh.
Okay.
He kind of when it's bedtime, I tend to be the last one to go to bed, and he sort of shepherds me to my room, and in my room, there's like a window which is kind of high enough for him to jump up, and he can look outside onto the yard.
Yes.
And look out and see if there are any cats about.
Yes.
And
The
thing is, you never quite know when he's going to come back down again, which means he has to jump onto my bed with a bounce.
Oh.
And usually I try and keep awake.
Oh.
I'm the sort of person that, you know, when I go to bed, I just go to sleep straight away.
Yes!
And I'm trying to keep awake, because otherwise you're just dropping off and then suddenly this elephant lands on the bed.
Oh!
It's not really an elephant, it's just Dealey. And he's not even a big cat, but he has a bounce. He definitely has a...
It's kind of like...
You feel it if he comes down and, it makes you jerk
like
awake.
Kind of
like Tigger. I said jerk.
You're jerking in the
anyway,
bed?
So the vet's been keeping an eye on him, and they wanted to do an ultrasound on him, and so he's had to go to cat hospital again, but just for the day. They said they didn't find anything bad or horrible.
Oh, good.
And that hopefully his problems can be monitored with medication and all that sort of thing. So it's good news.
Good news indeed.
We're expecting him to be delivered to us.
Delivered
any time now.
Uh-huh.
And I think he's going to have been shaven quite a lot, because they had to put him in an ultrasound thing and check his heart rate and all that.
My head was shaven.
And he's not like a long-haired cat.
No,
I'm sure you'll. I've seen pictures of him over the years.
Oh, yes.
He's quite a medium, short-length hair type cat.
But there's going to be
have a lot of fur. And
skin.
So
like my head.
He's probably going to turn up looking quite weird.
Yes, like me.
He'll probably feel very sorry for himself. So I've got to spend the weekend
pampering him.
Even more than we usually do.
Oh, yes.
But we've actually got a long weekend. It's the last of our bank holidays
year. Bank holidays.
Well, until Christmas Day and all that stuff.
Yes.
But it's the last bank holiday of the year. So we've got an extra day off this weekend, a long weekend.
Congratulations.
But no big plans, luckily. Anyway, as we need to be here for him. We didn't know he'd be going to cat hospital.
No.
Even for just today.
What?
Anyway, I'll report back.
Okay.
For any further news. But
sounds good.
Anyway, I think he's coming now.
He's
so
coming now.
I better go.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to be in trouble.
Okay.
Oh, dear. Right. bye for now then.
Okay.
Big Fatty, bye for now, Poodle.
Bye.
Right. Hey. Hi. How are you? Oh my goodness.
Oh.
What have I done to you?
Big Daddy, it's the kitty!
God, blimey.
Oh, dear Gussie. Big Daddy, it was the kitty. Dealey the kitty. It's true. And y'all, that, of course, is Paul the Shy Yeti. And Paul, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And it was lovely hearing from Dealey also. And you know, Paul, I saw that that Dean Bonney over there in the UCK was reporting that the Strictly Ballroom Dancing is starting soon, as is the baking show. So sounds like you and Dealey will be able to sit back and put your feet up and watch the TV machine. Yes, Big Fatty?
Big Fatty, it's Tampa calling. Hey, listen, pal. Scott, a.k.a. Loverman, a.k.a. Karl Lagerfeld, has a street sign birthday coming up, November 8th. How can I book Gary Bearden to sing him happy birthday? Is Gare on Cameo? Anyway, just let me know, pal. I'd love to make that happen. Okay, ciao, babe.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Guru Nudie from Tampa. And Guru Nudie, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And I feel quite certain that you will receive a communique, maybe even a wire from Western Union. Could be a Western Union from Gary and from Rainbow Vista. Maybe you can goggle Rainbow Vista. Gary sings happy birthday. And by the way, if you don't hear from him, Big Fatty doesn't do a bad Gary Bearden. Happy birthday to Karl Lagerfeld. Happy birthday to you.
Big Daddy, Scotty Rosie Butler, and I'm calling in with a Tummy Tingles entry. Cue the music. Wait, is there music? Anyway, the rules keep changing. I can't keep up what I have to do, but I'm Tummy Tingling Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Is it V-E-D-E-R? Anyway, because he's pod-faded and he needs a bloody good tummy tingle. And if I win the prize, you said something about Kathy Bacon's giving away half a Benjamin. Well, I would like the bottom half, please, because we all know that's where the action is happening.
Yeah, I guess you all that, of course, is Scotty, the little
Woodhaven.
The little Aussie Battler and the Big Fatty sounds like a creep. Well, that was sort of a snidely whiplash laugh. Big Fatty, you couldn't remember the word laugh? Well, it just escaped me there for a second. You know, one of those kinds of you know, where the person grabs their mustache and goes, yeah, oh dear Gussie, Big Fatty, they grab their mustache and go, oh dear Gussie. Well, sometimes. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. I don't want to. Wait a minute. You're probably wondering why I chose the clip I did at the beginning of today's little show, since it doesn't mention Big Fatty. But, y'all, Taffy Carlisle Huffington said that she was breastfeeding a 3-year-old. Y'all, I had no idea. This is why I'm a homosexual. I had no idea that you breastfed that long. Taffy, what else do I need to know?
I had a 3-year-old I was nursing, because you were like, that totally freaks me out.
Oh, I just said that. Are you going downtown? No, Big Fatty, she's breastfeeding Tank.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.